You're listening to a message from Victory. Join us as we dive into the book of Romans to understand more about the power of the gospel in our series, The Gospel Explained.
Hi everyone. We are continuing with our The Gospel Explained series, and we're still in chapter 8 of Romans. So right now we'll be reading from verses 18 all the way to verse 25, although we will be covering all the way to verse 30 today. So please open your Bibles to chapter 8, verses 18 up to 25. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation had been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for the adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I pray that as we look at your word today, may you minister to us the truth and may you help us understand what do you want us to do in response to the gospel explained today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You know, when we look at this passage of scriptures in Romans chapter 8, what we will see is that, you know, that Paul is actually saying something that that we need to understand. Okay? As we start, let me just tell you a story. You know, when you remember, when you think of a team that would be preparing for an entire season, NBA, when you look at Lakers, before the series started, all right, they practice, they prepare, they have summer camps, and they go through grueling talagang practices and mga exercises that can be very, very tiring. And that is to prepare them, not just for the season, but also for the playoffs and all the way to the championship games. And just recently, Lakers actually lost game one of the playoffs. And so can you imagine the frustration that they might be feeling, having LeBron James and Dwight Howard in the team. And so they might be thinking now, nasayang ba yung paghihirap natin in all those preparation for this. And when you think about that, but when they are done with this entire series and if they win the championship, all the grueling and all the groaning and all the frustration will all be nothing in comparison to holding that championship trophy and wearing that championship ring and their fingers. And so because of that, their groaning will be turned into glory. And same is true with, actors who would go through the, lot of trainings to prepare for a role. And it can be very difficult. It can be very frustrating. It can be very challenging. And yet after all the movie or all the things are set and then they made it to the, to the mainstream and make a lot of money and, it become successful, then all the pain and all the, all the frustration and the challenges that they experience, when you compare it with the glory and the experience that they're receiving at the end, it's nothing in comparison. Right? And that's really what Paul is trying to say in this passage of scripture, all the way to verse 30. What Paul is saying is that our groaning can actually be turned into glory. And And actually, I saw a preacher, you know, while preparing, I came across this title. And he titled this preaching, From Groaning to Glory. You know, that can be a good title for this message. But when we look at this passage, okay, let's look at verse 18, where Paul says, okay, For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Now, first thing first, what we observe here is that Paul is not denying that there are sufferings. Okay? Paul is not denying the reality of the suffering of the people he was writing to. And Paul is also not invalidating what people were going through. Now, Paul knew exactly what he meant. Because when you go to chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians, makikita po natin din yung listahan ng mga suffering and challenges na naranasan ni Apostle Paul. So, for him to say that, you know, when we consider all the sufferings and all the challenges that we are facing today, Paul is not invalidating all that. Paul is not denying it, but rather he was affirming that. That we all go through trials, that we are going through difficulties, that we are going through challenges, and sometimes we groan, sometimes we get frustrated, sometimes we get discouraged. And Paul is saying that is normal. Okay, what Paul is saying that the struggle is real. Yes, your struggle is real. Okay, that is not just an imagination. Okay? You're struggling, and that is real. And what Paul is saying, but you know what he wants to also encourage us to understand is that we are not struggling alone. Yes, our struggle is real, but we are not going through it alone. And it doesn't mean also that God has abandoned us. Okay, that God has left us to ourselves, and, or that we have forgotten God. The other way around, right? But you know, what I want us to understand is that yes, we are suffering. Yes, we are going through difficulty. Yeah, you know, we all experience that right now with this pandemic. Diba? Ilang buwan na po tayong hindi nagkakasama-sama. Ilang buwan na po tayong hindi natin magawa yung gusto natin gawin. And to some of us, the suffering are greater than others. Alright? To some, yung suffering natin napakadali lang. But again, if there's one word, being married for almost 25 years now, if there's one phrase that I need to learn to let go and forget about, is that word, madali lang yan. Diba? When my wife, when Belen would tell me something, a challenge, that she's facing, and the last thing she wants to hear from me is that phrase, madali lang yan, simple lang yan. And Paul is saying the same thing. You know, what you are going through today, hindi niya sabihin na simple lang yan. What Paul is saying, that struggle is real. He can relate siya dyan. And but what Paul is also want us to understand, okay, in this passage of scripture that we just read and that we will be studying, is that yes, the struggle is real. Okay? But there are other things we need to focus on. Okay, point number one. In the midst of our suffering, we can have hope. We can have hope. Okay, let me say that again. In the midst of our suffering, we can have hope. Or you could actually say we have hope. But that is to assume that you have a relationship with God. You see, if you have a relationship with Christ, you have hope. But if you are here today listening to this video or watching this sermon, okay, and you have not really have a relationship with Jesus Christ and you are going through a very difficult time in your life, let me say something to you. In the midst of that suffering, you can have hope. And that's, you know, from the text we can see that Paul is actually compared or contrasted our groaning, our suffering, from the suffering and the groaning of the creation. And let's look at those verses right now. Okay? Again, this is to show that we are not alone in our suffering and that God has not abandoned us in our suffering. Verse 20, it says, For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly. Okay, that's what verse 20 says. The entire creation was subjected to futility. Remember, before the fall of man, okay, before chapter 3 of Genesis, everything that God created was perfect. And everything that God created in the world was functioning well. There was no futility. There was no corruption. Okay, before chapter 3 of Genesis. But when chapter 3 came, the entire creation was put into a curse. Okay, kaya nga sabi dun, not willingly, but it was God who subjected the world to futility. And then what else? Verse 21, the creation itself will be set free from the bondage of corruption. There is corruption, di ba? Yung mga puno ngayon, nalalantay. Yung mga tanim natin, nalalantay. Yung mga tinatanim natin, hindi lahat namumunga. So that is part and the impact of sin or the effect of sin, okay, in creation. Verse 22, for we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. So again, Paul is saying, okay, the entire creation, even now, when he was writing this, and even now, we see that. Diba? Paano ba natin nakikita nag-groan yung creation? Well, we have natural calamities. Diba? We have typhoons. We have earthquakes. We have viruses that we are facing right now. This is all part of the, you know, effect of sin of chapter 3. And so, please read that in Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 to 18. Makikita po natin yan doon. And creation was cursed because of Adam's sin. And the same, you know, but I like what Paul said, okay? In verse 22, it says, you know, like childbirth, okay? Like pains of childbirth. I like that because what Paul is saying by implication is that the suffering that they were facing during the time when he was writing and the suffering that you are facing right now, that you and me are going through right now, they are temporary. They will end. Di ba wala namang nanganak eh? Wala namang nanganak nag-labor ng buong buhay niya. Hindi. Di ba lumalabas yung baby? And pag lumabas yung baby, talagang grabe nawawala lahat ng sakit naramdaman nung nanay. Because it was all, now it's all joy. Di ba? And fulfillment. So ganun po yung nangyayari niyan. So, and then verse 23 says, not only creation. Okay? So the creation was groaning, but not only creation was groaning, but we ourselves. Now, Paul referring to the believers, the people that he was writing to. They were groaning inwardly. Okay? Now, this passage is giving us the idea, okay, na meron ng already not yet na idea na. Meron na tayong natanggap, kasi nga, sinabi ng verse dun kanina, we have the first fruits of the Spirit. Okay? We have already been given the down payment. The Holy Spirit is given to us. But yet, we have not completely been restored to God. Okay, kaya nga yung body natin also is groaning. No, how does that happen? Okay, paano bang nangyayari yan? Paano bang nag-groan yan? Well, makikita pa natin, we're all aging. Diba? Kahit na po anong gawin natin kontra, kahit na po anong gawin natin na hindi tayo tumanda, tatanda tayo. That's part of life. And not only that, do we, you know, we experience, we also experience anxiety and frailty. And minsan meron tayong lingering injuries or persistent sickness. Di ba? And we all have weaknesses. And, you know, just to think about it, just this week, you know, I was suffering for almost a week. Okay, I was in pain. My body was groaning. Not only inwardly, but outwardly. Nothing serious though, but again, you know, it tells me that my body is not what it should be. But you know what Paul is saying? I love what he's saying here. Okay, this too shall pass. Okay? Hashtag this too shall pass. And that's what Paul is saying. You know, and so there is hope. Okay, we have hope. Okay, we have hope because we know that what is happening right now will not last forever. And then in the midst of groaning, that's what Paul is saying, there is hope. The entire creation was eagerly waiting for this hope. And that's what Paul said. The entire creation was waiting for this hope. Now, hope, when we say about hope, when we talk about hope, it's not a wishful thinking. Okay, it's something that is, you know, you expect with the sigurado ito. Okay? Sure thing na mangyayari ito. And that's what God is saying in verse 23. But we, ano, in verse 19. Okay, verse 19. For creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. So, merong eager, you know, hindi lang sila nag-aantay ng wala, but they were eagerly waiting. Okay, they were waiting, they were looking ahead. They were looking excitedly and expectantly for this to happen. Verse 20, creation, okay, the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope. Again, that word again. In hope. We have hope, okay? In hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain freedom of the glory of the children of God. So what Paul is saying, there's hope. In the midst of our suffering, we can have hope. And then verse 23, not only creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons and redemption of our bodies. See, earlier in chapter 8, sinabi ni Paul that we are already been adopted as sons. But here he's saying that we are waiting for the fulfillment, the complete fulfillment of that and the redemption of our bodies. Kasi nga yung bodies natin frail pa rin. Kasi nga yung bodies natin hindi pa rin, you know, may nararamdaman pa rin tayo. May sakit, di ba? And may weakness, may frailty, may kahinaan. Pero lahat po yan, mawawala. Paul is saying that. So hope, what's interesting here is that Paul is saying that hope and patience go together. Okay? And the way for you to wait patiently for the hope, you know, for what is happening is to focus on the hope that God has given us. The whole creation is waiting with anticipation. Again, I remember when we were trying to get, you know, many, many years ago, when Belen and I were, you know, and Patricia was waiting for our second baby. Diba? Ang dami namin pinagdaanan bago kami nagkaroon ng second baby. And yet, nung dumating yung second baby, all the pain and all the struggles and the challenges of waiting, nawala lahat yun. But there's hope. And you can have hope. Again, today, if you're here and you're listening to this message at wala ka pang relationship kay God, you can have hope today. Next point, in the midst of our suffering, we have a helper. Okay? Not only do we have hope, but we also have a helper. We have a helper. Okay? Verse 26 and following, ito po hindi natin binasa kanina. And so, what Paul is saying, yes, your struggle is real. But you know what? Sometimes, even when we know that we can have hope to sustain us to the end, we can lose our way. Di ba nadi-discourage ka eh? Minsan when you keep looking at what is happening to you, and then minsan nadi-discourage ka pa rin kahit alam mo na merong hope. The good news is, God gave us a down payment. Okay, we are the first fruits. You know, we have the first fruits of the Spirit. Okay, that's Ephesians is telling us. And then the verse that we read earlier. We already have been given the Spirit who cries out, Abba, Father. We have that already. And yet, God is saying that He has already given us a Spirit to be our helper. Okay, let's read. Okay, verse 26. Sabi doon. Verse 26, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray, what to pray for as we ought. Alright? But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Isn't that interesting? Okay, earlier nakita po natin that the creation was groaning. And then tayo po mismo, inwardly we are groaning as children of God. And here, the Spirit of God also groans for us. And this is to be an encouragement to us. What Paul is saying, that God is giving us the Spirit, all right, to be our helper, to help us. He is our helper, okay? Helping us in our weakness. Kasi nga, nangihina tayo. Okay, but we have a helper. That is the beauty of this passage. Okay, the Holy Spirit, ano, paano niya tayong tinutulungan? He intercedes for us. Twice in this passage, it says that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. Ibig mo sabihin, He is standing in our behalf, representing us before God. And ang amazing po dito, ang sinasabi ng Bible, that when the Holy Spirit prays, He prays according to the will of God. Now, marami pong nagsasabi ko ano po yung ibig sabihin itong words too deep, you know, groaning too deep for words, okay? Pwedeng yan po yung gift of tongues, okay? Pwede pong yan din yung, wala talagang lumalabas sa bibig mo na prayer, and yet the Spirit is praying and interceding for you. And because the difficulty is so big, okay? The challenges that we're facing right now is so heavy on us, and that sometimes we do not know how to pray anymore, the Holy Spirit is praying for us. Not only praying for us, but helping us in our weakness. Is that wonderful? That's good news. Kaya nga, you know, in the midst of our suffering, not only do we have hope, but we also have a helper. You know, even today, trying to print this, you know, this preaching for me. I need a helper. Okay? I need my children to help me. I need my children to help me check some of the things that I wrote. I need my children to help me print this, you know, for me. So, you know, there are things I can do that, my children can do. That's what a helper does, right? And also, not only do, you know, the helper is doing something that we can't do, but the helper is actually helping us do the things that we ought to do. And that's what the Holy Spirit is doing, okay? He's not just doing it for us, but he's helping us do what we, you know, that we're having a hard time doing. And not only does God give us a hope and a helper, okay, lastly, God also gave us a promise. In the midst of our suffering, God has given us promise, or promises actually. In verse 28, this is one of our favorite verses, okay, that we've memorized, okay, as a Christian. And this has been a very meaningful verse for me, okay, where it says, "And we know for those who love God, all things work together for good." Say, for good. Yes, it's for good. It's for your good. It's for my good. Whatever is God doing in our lives, it's for our good. Even in our suffering, it is for our good. Even in our challenges, it is for our good. Meron pong mga ginagawa si God na hindi natin maintindihan, pero it is for our good. Di ba naranasan niyo na ba yun? Ang dami mong pinagdaanan sa buhay, and then di mo maintindihan bakit pinagdadaanan mo, and yet at the end of your life, when you look back, now you say, aha, now I know. Yung pala yung punto nun, kaya ako yung pinagdaanan. And you know, this is the beauty of having God with us. It says there, for those who love God. Okay, meron siyang condition. For those who love God and those who are called according to His purposes. That is why I'm saying to you earlier, kanina yung first point ko, you can have hope. Because I'm not, you know, I'm not assuming that every one of us understand that, that every one of us have this relationship with God yet. But if we do not have a relationship with God, if you don't love God, if you're not called according to His purpose yet, you can have hope. But if you already are a believer, if you're a believer now, you have given your life to Christ, I'm telling you that you have hope and that you have a helper. And not only do you have a helper, you have a promise that you can cling on, you can claim in the midst of our suffering today. Because the verse says it will work out for our good. Why? Ano yung, you know, one of the ways that we can understand, ano ba yung good doon? Tingnan po natin in verse 29. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined and to be conformed to the image of His Son. You know what's that for? You know, for the good, what the for good for us, okay, whatever is happening for us, it is to conform us into the image of His Son. You know, to the degree that we are not Christ-like in our thoughts, in our words, in our action, to that degree, we need to be transformed. And God uses our suffering, the challenges in life, okay, so that it will transform us into the image of His Son. Isn't that wonderful? Di ba, kung ano yung pinagdadaanan natin ngayon, this will not be put to waste because God will use it to transform us and conform us into the image of His Son. What else did He say? In order that we might be the firstborn among many brothers, and those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. Again, that word. Okay. I love the way Paul, you know, ended this passage of scripture that we are reading today. He ended with the word glorified, which is exactly what how he started it in verse 18. He says, "For I consider the sufferings of this present time not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." You see, not only God has given us hope in the midst of our suffering, not only has given us a helper, but He's also given us a promise to claim and to hold on to. And that He will make things better. that He is going to transform us into the image of His Son, that we will be glorified. Again, the idea of already, not yet. Okay, we have already experienced the power and of the kingdom of God in our lives now, but we have not fully experienced everything. And can you just focus on that? What God is doing. I love the way He said this, okay, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. You know, it's the same idea that Paul is talking about in Romans chapter 8, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. This is what he says in verse 16. Therefore, you know, in the midst of all our suffering, in the midst of all our trouble, in the midst of all our trial, in the midst of all our difficulties, okay, of difficulty that we are facing. This is what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, reading from the NIV. Okay, therefore, do not lose heart. Do not lose heart. Though outwardly, we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. See? When we compare our suffering to the glory that we will see in the future, the glory far outweighs the trouble, the difficulty, the challenge, the suffering that we are facing today. That is why we do not have to lose heart. And the amazing thing is that it is God who is doing this for us. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Seeing what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Same idea with the hope. We don't hope for the things we already see. We hope for the things that we do not see. And the amazing thing is that the promise of God is that He is going to bring this about. I said it earlier, okay, at the beginning of this preaching. You know, we want to learn how to turn our groaning into glory. The answer is, it's not us who's going to turn our groaning into glory, but God Himself will turn our groaning into glory. And that should give us the confidence to walk in the midst of suffering, in the midst of this pandemic, that we can still, you know, we do not have to lose heart. Why? Because we have hope. Why? Because we are children of God. Why? Because we are called by Him according to His purpose. And amazing how He described us in this passage. We are sons, we are children, okay? We are called, we are loved, we are predestined, we are justified. And those are all, you know, referring to who we are now. And wait, what's going to be like in the future? That's why Paul is saying that in the midst of our suffering, we have hope, we have a helper, and we have a promise to hold on to. As I end, suffering may be our current reality, but this is nothing in comparison to our future hope and glory. You know, I just want us to pray today. I want us to pray for all of us. I want to pray that hope will rise in our hearts. Kasi baka nadi-discourage tayo sa mga nangyayari ngayon. So, nawalan tayo ng halang buhay. May mga kamahal tayo sa buhay na na-infect ng COVID. Okay? Yung negosyo natin humihina. Yung nawalan tayo ng mahal sa buhay. Nawalan tayo ng halang buhay. But you know what? In the midst of all that, there's hope. Why? Because all these things that are happening is actually pointing to that hope. That this is not what this is all about. There is more to come. And if you're discouraged, not only will I pray that God will, you know, allow that hope to rise within you, but to realize that you have the Helper, the Holy Spirit in you, to help you walk through life. Can I just pray for you right now? Lord, I just want to ask, Lord God, Lord, I pray that you would minister to all of us today. Lord, today we realize that you are not denying or invalidating our suffering. But rather, Lord, you're saying, yes, your struggle is real. But you know what? My hope and my promise and the Holy Spirit is also real. And you can trust Him. Lord, I pray that may you instill hope in our hearts today. That in the midst of all this trial and testing, Lord, I pray that we would realize that this is only temporary, that this too shall pass. Not because it's a good thing to say, but it is the reality, it's the truth of your word. Holy Spirit of God, I pray that may we be sensitive to your leading. Lord, that may we realize that when we are weak, you're there. You will help us. You will never let us go. You will not, not only will you comfort us, but you will also help us go through our struggles. You know, another group of people I want to pray for today is that maybe, you know, like what I said, you can have hope. Because maybe you have never surrendered your life to Christ. Because this promise that, you know, that Paul is saying belongs to those who are called sons, children, adopted, saved, saints, and called. If you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I ask that may you pray this simple prayer so that you can be called a son and a daughter of God. And you can hold on to these promises that God has given us today. Will you pray the simple prayer with me? Say, Lord Jesus, today I open my heart and receive you as my Lord and my Savior. May you call me your son or your daughter. Thank you for the forgiveness of my sin. Thank you for the hope that you have given me. And thank you for the Holy Spirit that would help me in the midst of my suffering today. And thank you for the gift of eternal life, that I no longer have to look for fulfillment in life here, but I know I am already fulfilled because I have you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, if you pray that simple prayer sincerely from your heart, we would like to get to know you more. And please contact us. Please send us a message on the Facebook page of, you know, or you can call us, okay, or you can scan the QR code so that we can get to know you more. And please do that, because we want to make sure we want to help you in your walk with God. And before we end, I would also like to, you know, let you know that we are actually doing an online marriage preparation for those people who are planning to get married soon. Okay, pandemic will not stop marriage. Okay, pandemic will not stop wedding. Pandemic will not stop loving people. But we believe that even in the midst of this pandemic, in these trying times, we can have a good foundation for our marriage. And in order to do that, we would like to invite you, if you're engaged to be married, we would like to invite you for a 3-week seminar, okay, on how to build a good foundation, biblical foundation on your marriage, on how to not just prepare for your wedding day, but to prepare for your marriage life. So please, we will show you, you know, a link on how you can be involved, on how you can register, and the last day of registration will be on September 1. So make sure. Okay, please join us, because we want to help you, as you walk as a married couple. And let me pray a prayer of blessing for all of us today as we end. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. Again, thank you so much for joining us. And if you are not part of a Victory group, please make sure you be a part of our Victory group. You can, again, join us. Dun po sa link. Message niyo po kami dun sa Facebook page namin or dun sa QR code. The Lord bless you. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.